presence, charisma, and star quality lead directly to your state of mind and the way you feel about yourself. Hi, I'm Mike Regan. In Roger Love's Vocal Power, speaking with authority, clarity, and conviction, renowned influence and vocal power expert, Roger Love will transform both the way that others perceive you and the way that you perceive yourself. With a vast array of insights, techniques, and exercises he provides in this one-of-a-kind program, you will find your voice and overall demeanor transformed with little effort and a great deal of fun. In this innovative program, Roger will share techniques with you that he has taught to entertainment, media, and business celebrities alike, actors like Martin Landau, Alicia Silverstone, John Stamos, Victoria Principal Christopher Lambert, and Sally Kellerman, along with personalities such as best-selling authors like John Gray, Susie Orman, and Anthony Robbins, and vocalists from musical groups like the Beach Boys, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Jacksons, Billy Idol, and Matchbox 20. By listening to this program and practicing Roger's simple techniques, you will learn how to focus your voice, mind, and body to create the kind of star presence that will magnetize support for your ideas and keep your teams motivated. How to master the power of breathing to create a level of communication that possesses authority, clarity, and conviction. How to use the tools that will assist you in gaining confidence so that even as you change the content of your work to pursue your passions, you'll retain the core ability to mobilize people around your vision wherever it takes you. How to successfully redirect any negative inner dialogue into positive thoughts. How to care for and feed your voice, separating folklore from fact. How to finally overcome your fear of speaking in public. How to maintain excellent posture, gesture correctly, and make a much more memorable connection with your audience. And so much more. Vocal power will change you from the inside out. Improving your voice enhances the way you feel and the way other people feel about you. As you learn to use your voice, breath, and movement to communicate precisely the clarity, certainty, and emotion that your heart and mind feels, the resulting energy is charisma, confidence, personified. Now, the Nightingale Conant Corporation is pleased to bring you my voice coach, Roger Love.
I remember being flown to New York City to coach the CFO of a multi-billion dollar Wall Street financial institution. As I took the executive elevator to the executive floor and walked down the hall to his office, I couldn't help but feeling a bit humbled. And when I say the place smelled like money, well, that doesn't even begin to depict the magnitude of the wealth and just general old-fashioned opulence. But the CFO was having a problem, and it came at a very inopportune time. He was giving a speech at the semi-annual gathering of executives, shareholders, and analysts. He had absolutely nothing but great news to report. He was announcing the best quarter ever in the history of the institution. He explained to me that he had felt absolutely, completely, and totally prepared. But somehow, towards the end of his written speech, when he began taking questions, everything just seemed to crumble. He told me that he painstakingly went through every little videotape of that meeting and that it was obvious that he sounded nervous, like a politician fishing for some way to cover something up. He was expecting a celebration, but instead people were whispering things like, "Something bad must be up. He's got to be hiding something." And he wanted me to explain how a potentially perfect situation could turn out so bad. So do you know what I told him? Well, I had to tell him the truth. They don't like the sound of your voice. And even though he was at the pinnacle of financial success, nobody ever taught him how to be a star communicator. And that, my friends, is what Vocal Power is all about. This program will show you the fastest way to utilize your untapped charisma, star power, and influence, and place all of those qualities right on the tip of your tongue. It's all about public speaking. And, by the way, I believe that all speaking is public speaking. When you open your mouth and sound comes out, well, you have a responsibility to your audience of listeners. Now, that's whether it's one person or 1,000 people. You need to be able to switch into a presentation mode that exudes star-like presence and power. When you can do that, you will truly understand what influential communication is all about and realize its direct correlation to your level of success or failure in so many aspects of your life. Please let me introduce myself. My name is Roger Love, and I'm your new communication coach. Let me assure you right off the bat, this program is completely unique. I heard a phrase that went something like this. Innovation is exalted. Everybody loves innovation. Great concept, wonderful idea, never heard that before. But execution is worshipped. Innovation means nothing if you don't have a step-by-step way of taking those principles and putting it into your daily lives and changing your life with those concepts. So this program is full of innovation, but more importantly, this program is packed full of execution. Do this to accomplish this result. Specifically, follow these steps to achieve the desired results. I've spent the last 25 years of my life designing a system of communication that has one ultimate secret weapon, your voice. And I know you think, voice? Well, who cares about that? Isn't content king? Don't the words I say count for just about everything? Well, I'm sorry to say that many of you have been led down a path that can never get you where you want to go. Since the late 70s, research has documented the fact that the words you speak may only count for about 5 to 8% of what actually makes you perceived as believable to someone else. And that 55% is physiology, what your body is doing while you're communicating. Now, just guess what you think the other 38% is all about. Tonality. The sounds you make aside from the words. The sounds that are coming out of my voice completely separate from the words. So my point is, we've become a nation obsessed with what we say instead of concentrating on the more important aspects of how we sound. Whether you're the head of a corporation who speaks in front of thousands of people regularly, or someone who simply wants to get the most out of his or her business or personal communications, this program will change you from the inside out and offer you insights and secrets that you've never been exposed to. When I started coaching singers 25 years ago, I was instantly put in charge of supergroups like the Beach Boys, the Jacksons, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Fifth Dimension, along with, of course, a whole lot of amateurs who didn't quite have that much talent. Now, my goal was to give them 3 octaves of usable range. 3 octaves. You're not sure what that is? Let me give you a demonstration. From all the way down here, 1, 2, 3. And 3 octaves is a tremendous amount of range. And these 3 octaves, by the way, had to have no pressure, no strain. They wanted great pitch, volume, tone quality, and if I could throw it in, they'd take original style. This was, and continues to be, no easy feat. Depending upon the natural abilities of a student, it can be an extremely daunting task helping everyone achieve vocal perfection. Still, a great singer needs to have a lot on the ball if he's going to successfully perform in front of a paying crowd. Just think about it. Your audience has driven all the way to the venue, dealt with the parking, stood in line, found their seats, and now they are more than ready to be entertained. A singer on stage has to be conscious of every thought, every sound, each word, all of his body movements, and just about everything else that happens while he's singing. Now, I know you're probably thinking, hello, I'm not a big-time singing group like the Jacksons. I don't have to worry about my singing voice, and I certainly don't have an audience to worry about. Well, you might not be a singer, but you definitely have an audience. Everyone has an audience. If you're in business, your audience is your employees. colleagues, clients. If you're a parent, your audience is your children. So let's learn not to make such a big distinction between singing and speaking. The brain doesn't. When you're singing, your brain is basically thinking that the words are suddenly stretched longer than normal and that there's more melody than you're used to using. But other than that, the body doesn't do anything different when you're speaking or singing. They're both simply communications. So in order to be effective, I need to show you how to engage your audience, just like a singer, and move them emotionally. If we can do that, the road ahead of you is paved with wide open doors and limitless possibilities. When we think about speaking, we have to remember one key fact. The audience is listening, and they do want to be entertained. Let me tell you a story about a famous individual who truly has it all. Charisma, star quality, influence, money, success, power, and yet he's still committed daily to practicing his vocal power exercises to keep his mind, body, and voice all tuned up at the same time. I call it the story of the one man who can actually be entertaining for at least 21 hours a day. So here was a normal kid who suddenly, due to a major change in his growth hormone levels, just shot up like a giant almost overnight. And along with that huge growth spurt came a big change in his vocal cords. They also became really long and thick. So all of a sudden, his normal speaking voice started sounding kind of rough and distorted. And that caused a huge amount of problems for many years because that sound actually irritated his cords by making them red and puffy and swollen, so he was hoarse a lot of the time. As he started to get more and more famous, and as he was becoming one of the top public speakers in the world, his lifestyle only seemed to add to that problem. He decided that he would only sleep for about 3 hours a night. And the rest of the time, he was either talking to one person, 100 people, or 1,000 people. So he needed to find a way to use his voice for that many hours in a row without getting hoarse. I remember being in Hawaii with him at this huge seminar. I knocked on his door, and it was about 9 a.m, and his assistant let me in. He was just getting up, and believe me, he looked very, very tired. Not only was his voice gone, but every bone in his body seemed to be whimpering, why do you do this to me every day? Then the morning ritual would begin. The chiropractor would start stretching him out and aligning his body. And after that was done, he'd move to another room and start doing a system of other stretching and strengthening exercises for the rest of his body. Then it was time for me. I would take him through a series of vocal exercises to, first of all, reduce the swelling on his vocal cords, as well as I'd start the process of trying to give him 3 octaves of range without any pressure, without any straining. Now, sometimes it would take me about 30 minutes at least to get his voice back on track. Ever since we started working together, he practiced those vocal warm-ups every day. And the result is he doesn't have to worry about losing his voice. And believe me, he uses his voice as an intricate part of his influence, his persona, his presence, and his charisma. For him, it's not just about sound coming out. It's what he can do with the sound that matters. He came to me because he was losing his voice, but what he found gave his voice a whole new meaning. His name is Anthony Robbins, and I'd like to read to you a quote that he wrote about me. Over the years, I have worked with more vocal coaches and tried more vocal techniques than I care to remember. It wasn't until I met Roger Love that I gained 100% certainty that my voice would perform the way I expect and need it to. With Roger Love, you too have the opportunity to learn from a truly amazing vocal master. Now, both Anthony Robbins and the Wall Street CFO I told you about earlier from the story, obviously both were very talented, impressively so. But both of them learned the hard way that talent alone is never going to get you where you need to go. You may think that you're indispensable for your skills, your vision, your daring, your youth, or your track record, but in truth, the only currency you have is influential communication. And that type of communication is something that you have to create for yourself every single day. I think that most of us assume that influence naturally accompanies accomplishment. The bottom line speaks for itself. The cream rises to the top. But what normally brings people to me for coaching is seeing how dramatically those assumptions often leave them dangling. You may have sterling resumes and fabulous reputations, but in person, in front of an audience, you need more of an edge. When the CFO stepped away from his little carefully prepared script, he lacked the authority, the warmth, and the personal presence to generate excitement about his ideas and himself. He didn't come across as the star quality leader that he clearly could be. Most of us don't think in terms of star quality when we're trying to get to the next level, but it's time that we did. Those who say that ours is a celebrity culture have got it absolutely right. We buy phones from the noted telecommunications expert James Earl Jones. Our most potent messenger of literary taste is not a literary professor at a college, but a TV talk show host named Oprah. We may resent the fact or celebrate it, but few of us have considered how all of this affects our lives in and out of the workplace. In an atmosphere that reveres stars, it's star quality, even celebrity, that affords us maximum impact. In saying this, I'm not suggesting that if only you'd been born with megawatt looks, brains, or ambition, you'd be running Microsoft or Time Warner. Far from it. My experience has shown that star quality presence has little to do with physical size, age, beauty, or even intelligence. It's actually a combination of unconscious and learned skills that give a person the ability to summon charisma when they need and want it. Acquire those skills, and you can command the attention, loyalty, and enthusiasm of just about any audience, whether it's one person or a crowd of thousands. In this program, I'd like to show you how to do that. With techniques I've taught to entertainment, media, and business celebrities, I'll teach you how to focus your voice, your mind, and your body to create the kind of star presence that will let you magnetize support for your ideas, keep your teams motivated, and help you achieve the success that you deserve in your chosen field. But most importantly, I'll give you the skills that will free you to step outside the box of your life anytime it becomes too tight, confident that even as you change the content of your work to pursue other passions, you'll retain the core ability to still mobilize people around your vision, wherever it takes you. Much of our lives revolve around information. Mastering it, shaping it, responding to it as smartly and quickly as possible. The facts, the code, the numbers, they all tend to dominate. And it's easy to assume that they're the crux of what we need to communicate. But somewhere immersed in the cool, objective sea of data, we frequently lose sight of a pivotal human fact. We are emotional beings who justify our decisions with logic. The heart and the gut speak way before the head does, and they color our every response. Just ask the marketers who flash images of sleek luxury cars to soundtracks by Sting or sell Coke to a new generation with techno beats. Every image, each sound they use, is chosen for its ability to evoke a particular feeling. The pulse that propels us to buy this, as well as to follow someone's lead, embrace their vision. It's all emotional. And the more successfully that you can just grab and keep your listeners' emotional attention, the greater the likelihood that they will absorb and be moved by your message and then act upon it. Star communicators make you feel what they feel, phrase by phrase, moment by moment. And for 25 years, I've been in the business of teaching people how to do just that. As I mentioned earlier, I started my career in the music business, primarily working with famous singers. But after a while, actors like Nick Nolte and Mila Jovovich and Victoria Principal, Christopher Lambert, Sally Kellerman, Piper Laurie, and Martin Landau also began to seek me out, along with personalities such as John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and radio talk show hosts like Dr. Laura Schlesinger, Rush Limbaugh, Bill Handel, and Michael Reagan. Today, an increasing number of my clients are coming from the ranks of CEOs and CFOs of Fortune 500 companies, as well as the very, very savvy people just below them. What my clients have in common is the need for an edge that'll set them apart in their highly competitive fields and in their normal daily lives. Understanding that edge is what this program is all about. Vocal power is a unique communication system that has at its core a secret understanding of the human voice, not just the ability to use it expressively and with ease, but also a more intangible skill, the ability to build a sense of excitement, trust, urgency, or even quiet reflection that you can control from the podium, the stage, or even at a dinner table. Many people came to me initially to get over the vocal strain they felt when they'd spent long hours just using their voices. And all of them discovered much greater rewards along the way. Vocal power will change you from the inside out, because the sound of your voice has a dramatic effect on both your own inner state and your listeners. So improving your voice improves the way you feel, the way other people feel about you, and the match between what you think you're putting across to the audience and what they actually perceive. It gives you impact. I've found a way to reinforce confidence by bringing it through the body, using the voice, the breath, and movement to ensure that people's physical presence communicates precisely the clarity, certainty, confidence, and emotion that their hearts and minds feel. And when mind, body, and voice come together behind a message, well, listeners generally describe the resulting energy as charismatic. Confidence personified. Maybe you've seen or heard yourself on tape and marveled at the disconnect between your stumbling, stiff, or fidgety presentation and your beautiful words and emotions. One thing I can tell you is that all the PowerPoint slides, clever anecdotes to warm up the audience, and stats in the world won't make you a great presenter or a respected leader if you haven't done the groundwork with sound, mind, and body. Recent studies have shown that all of us basically form lasting opinions of people in about the first 5 seconds of a meeting. Now just think about that. 5 seconds. Not a whole lot of time. Certainly not enough to lay out all the pertinent information you so meticulously put together to win over your audience with your sheer genius. So what is it that comes across in 5 seconds? Presence. Charisma. Star quality. And these lead directly to your state of mind and the way that you inhabit your body. Once you start talking, you have this amazingly short period of time to win or lose your listeners. A great deal of the hours you spend writing and rewriting your presentation could have been better directed to paying attention to the sounds of your voice, the way you stand, the way you move, and the expectations in your mind. The components that either enhance or undercut the message and make or break your connection with people. Now that we're approaching the end of the first session, I wanted to give you a brief overview of what the rest of the program has in store, and also do a quick evaluation to help us figure out just where you're starting from. After the very friendly, non-scary, nothing to be upset about guided self-evaluation, we're going to learn how to breathe. And not because we want to look really cool in yoga class, but because if we can control the way that air moves in and out of the body, well, we can also get great control over the way that sound comes out. Then we'll learn about a secret voice I call the middle voice and see how it can miraculously change every sound that comes out of your mouth. Then we'll dig deeper into what makes you unique and find out just what's working for or against you in the communication game. Then, even if your mind and your body are basically the equivalent of a supercomputer, you still need a terrific operating system to make sure that it runs to the maximum benefit and potential. So we'll make sure that you have the very best operating system possible. Then we'll turn our attention inside and look at the inner sounds of success. We'll match the perfect mindset to the communication tools we've already mastered. There's even a special session to help you finally conquer your fear of stage fright forever. Then a look at everything you eat, drink, smoke, and all of the myths and wives' tales you grew up with, along with a look at what you do with your hands, your feet, your eyes, and how to make your physiology really work for you. Then we have a session called Essential Extras, where we learn an absolutely incredible technique to eliminate fillers like and you know. We'll learn how to make sure you never lose your voice again, how to practice a speech, and also how to use a microphone. As a culmination, we'll take specific situations like asking for a raise or being interviewed or recording the perfect voicemail message and help you combine all of the tools you've learned. The goal here is to make sure you know exactly how to put to immediate use the knowledge you've gained all along the way. Also, as a bonus, I'll make sure that you have a fantastic session that offers you an easy-to-follow daily warm-up routine that keeps you forever in peak condition, even if you just have a few minutes' notice. Add to this a video that visually takes you through vital information that should be seen along with heard, and a guidebook filled with exercises and material for your benefit, and it'll also help you keep track of your daily power routine. With all of this, you have the most complete and unique communication package available anywhere. To those of you who think that voice / influential communication work is irrelevant in the real world, or that mental work is just game playing, I tell you what I tell my clients. Look at the results. I've consistently helped to uncover the vocal power of some of the biggest stars in the entertainment and business worlds. And I promise that if you follow along with this program and keep your mind open, as well as your mouth, we will find celebrity-like presence in you. I invite you to try this unique, integrated approach to creating influential communication and to discover what my clients already have: star power. For kicks, before I let you go on to the next session, why don't we do a little exercise to give us both a heads up as to what you sound like right now? I'd like you to read aloud the following passage from your guidebook and do this into a tape recorder. And remember, you don't need any fancy tape recorder with bells and whistles. Just a really inexpensive, no-frills tape recorder will be just fine. If you don't want to record this particular passage, well, then simply record your voice explaining maybe what the rest of your day holds in store. But make sure that at least you get in about 7 or 8 sentences, full sentences. Just relax and try to sound like you normally do. Before now, I'd never really paid that much attention to the way that I sounded. It was get up, have a bit of caffeine, maybe some breakfast, pick the perfect outfit, make sure that my shoes were nice and shiny, and away I went. Of course, I do try to stay up on the latest trends. I'm a mover and a shaker times 10, and I've worked hard to achieve the levels of success I've attained. But voice? Whatever. I open my mouth and sound just comes out. Still, if you can actually make me more successful, I'm all for it. If the Vocal Power Program can make me your next celebrity client, I'm willing to go the distance. Okay, now you've heard me do it. Pause the program and go to your tape recorder and come back to me when you've finished. As you read the paragraph, you may have noticed a number of things happening with your voice. If not at the beginning of your reading, maybe as you got closer to the end. Get out a pencil, and as you play the tape back, look through the following list that I made and mark the items that apply to you. Did you start strong but peter out by the end, feeling kind of strained? have to clear your throat constantly? Did you sound too soft?
Did you notice that your voice felt too low and gravelly?
Especially at the ends of the sentences. Did you hear your voice kind of breaking in spots?
Did you sound kind of nasal?
Did you sound really monotonous? Did you sound squeaky?
Did you sound breathy?
Did you hear anything else that sticks out or bothers you?
I believe that people generally do have a sense of what they don't like about their voices, even if they can't put it into technical terms. Don't worry if you made a lot of checks on the problem scorecard. I'm only using this test to give us a sense of how you hear yourself now and where your problems might be. Besides, I've already promised you that I would do anything it takes to turn you into a star communicator, and I don't like to break my promises. I want you to go back and read the passage again with the following three changes in your mind and your body. 1. You need to only speak while your stomach is coming in. So put your hand on your belly button and take a big breath. I want you to pretend that you have a balloon in your stomach and that when you breathe in, that balloon in your stomach fills up with air. So when you inhale, your stomach gets bigger. Now, as you speak, I want you to let your stomach fall back into its normal position. I only want you speaking while your stomach is coming in. 2, speak much louder. Forget about being polite and non-threatening. I want you to pretend that you're speaking to someone who is at least 10 feet away from you. 3, connect all the words together. Instead of speaking from word to word, pretend that all of the words are connected into one big word, and that when one word ends, the other word begins. And do this without putting any blank spaces in between. Okay, pause the program, go back and reread the passage with those three comments. Make sure your stomach is coming in the whole time, speak much louder than you normally do, and try to connect all the words together. This time, when you listen back to the recorded words, you should notice a stronger, more powerful, more resonant sounding voice. One that is at least moving in that positive direction. Don't let the extra volume or thickness shock you. You've been whispering for way too long. Okay, that's more than enough for now. Give yourself a huge pat on the back and get ready for the next session.